And it seems like, you know, not to single anybody out, but it seems like everybody is just in it for themselves and not thinking about the students and not putting the students first.
One of the youngest school board candidates is 21-year-old Stephen Wright. He currently attends Erie Community College and is a product of Buffalo Schools. Wright attended schools 71 and 74 for elementary and graduated from Emerson School of Hospitality. But he already has some experience in dealing with the Board of Education. Wright is the former student representative to the school board. Right now, he's very concerned about a divided board.
Hopefully, the community seeing that a student, a college student, a young man that's trying to represent the community should bring everybody together to just show them that we still need to work together. Even if I don't make it at the end of the election, we feel strong and we feel like we will win. But even if something happens where we don't win, that still should have our community rise and say, if Stefan felt the need to do it at 20 years old, we need to open our eyes and look at what we are missing out on.
Despite the division among school board members and mounting pressure against Superintendent Pamela Brown's leadership, Wright believes in giving Brown more time to lead the district. Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankes questioned Wright about his support for Brown.
You indicated on the Buffalo News survey that you would retain Superintendent Pamela Brown, or at least give her a little more time on the job to prove herself. Could you elaborate on that position?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would give her a little bit more time because Rome wasn't built in one day. You know, we need a little bit more time. President Obama had 4 years, and he needed four more years. You understand what I'm saying? So I would give her a little bit more time. But there has been a couple of things that made me question her judgment, far as, you know, the two things that just happened with the administrators who wasn't perfectly certified and stuff like that. And then it's a couple of things that she has done good. You know, she has just became transparent with the media and the public. So we are just now seeing what she's doing.
But Wright said he would prefer a superintendent that's from Buffalo. He says a native of our region would understand our community's needs much better. One of the incumbents seeking re-election has been standing by the decisions of the current superintendents.
Unfortunately, there are a number of people who believe that the leadership needs to change. I do not.
School board president Barbara Seals-Nevergold says under the current leadership, she feels progress has been made in the district, claiming there is very concrete evidence.
The district as a whole has had serious issues, with the achievement rate of students, the graduation rate, absenteeism, suspension rates. And we've been tackling all of those things over the last 2 years. And so, I feel very confident that we have made some progress. We are moving progressively forward, and I'd like to continue that change. I think certainly we have some fiscal challenges as well, and, we need to address those, and we're working very steadfastly on doing that.
Buffalo News education reporter Deidre Williams joined in the questioning of Seals-Nevergold. She asked about her ongoing support for Superintendent Brown.
Yet the superintendent has been under fire for hiring uncertified administrators, among other things. How has that affected your opinion of her?
Well, you know, no one is perfect. And I think Dr. Brown would even agree with that. And I know that there have been some issues and some problems that haven't been addressed as well as I would like to have them addressed. At the same time, I believe that Dr. Brown has worked very hard. I believe that she has been transparent about the problems that she's faced, some of which, you know, have been as a result of her way and the way in which she has addressed them.
Seals-Nevergold has been under fire and criticized for her own leadership. School board member Carl Palladino has made several attempts to remove her. Seals-Nevergold admitted in our interview that she does struggle with her leadership. One of her most recent fumbles was the vote to rehire a controversial consultant, Mary Gwynn, as interim deputy superintendent. It's a move Seals-Nevergold continues to defend. But with all these ongoing board conflicts, citizens say the district's not meeting student needs and addressing the many failing schools. Larry Quinn, former managing partner of the Buffalo Sabres, is running for one of the three at-large seats. Quinn believes the biggest issue is those failing city schools.
So with that goes a whole myriad of things, but I think this, the principal issue that I'd like to focus on is having choice for parents, that they can choose a school and not be forced to send their child to a failing school. So, I mean, I think, you know, if I could summarize it, that would be the principal issue.
How do you see them accomplishing that, though, as a policy and making those changes with so much division on the board?
I don't think you can with division on the board. I think that's why I'm running. I saw the board as being dysfunctional, that not unified, not really thinking long term. And I think I see a lot of people protecting special interests. And so I'm trying to elevate this thing and get and create a board that's going to think bigger and longer term.
Once again, Buffalo News reporter Lankus joined in the questioning, asking why Quinn would like to see Superintendent Brown terminated.
You've also indicated that you believe Superintendent Pamela Brown should be fired. Could you elaborate on why you think that?
Well, I think it speaks to the question I just answered, in that we have a very difficult problem. Turning around a district like this is complex. It requires the best leadership. From what I've been able to see, she really hasn't demonstrated much leadership at all. And, there's been a series of, secretive dealings and trying to appoint people that ultimately were interns to run the district. And so all those things, and I'm not trying to target her as the problem with the school district. I just think that, the old, I think it's the Peace Corps saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. She's clearly not part of the solution. So I think we've got to get new leadership there.
But Quinn has been off the Buffalo landscape for some time, since leaving the Sabres when they were purchased back in 2011. Many are speculating that Quinn, if elected, would be the deciding vote needed to remove the superintendent.
School board member Carl Palladino was one of those who convinced you to run. Do you expect to be an ally?
Carl asked me. I will be, definitely. I'm a big fan of what Carl's doing. And let's kind of get that on the table. Carl Palladino has put a light on the problems of these school districts that was never there before. But it's not why I'm running. Carl asked me to run, but I'm running because after he asked me, I started engaging in parents and students and people who are trying to make a difference. And what I found was disempowerment, frustration.
There is also speculation that if elected, Quinn would not fill out his full 5-year term. He says he would. Tomorrow, we'll continue our candidates' interviews. You'll hear from Patricia Pierce and Ralph Hernandez. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.